Assalamu alaikum. This is your host Nosheen, and you're listening to Journey to Jannah. Welcome to episode 1 of the Ramadan prep series. In this first episode, we will be going over goal making, a bunch of lists that you should make to help you plan, basically just a bunch of prep that is really needed to make this Ramadan as productive as possible. Over the years, I've realized that planning everything out is key. You don't want to go into this month not having a plan, not having any goals. You get so much more out of this month when you go in knowing exactly what it is that you want to focus on. So get a pen and paper, your iPad, computer, whatever else it is that you use to take notes, because this episode is going to be very interactive. I've structured it so that I'm talking, but while I'm talking, it's sort of kind of like explaining everything, and then also giving instructions on goal prepping so that you can make your own lists and goals as you follow along. Also, this way you're not procrastinating, you're sort of forced to actually start preparing. You can't say you're going to do it later and then not do it. So yeah, another thing before we actually get into the goal prepping, I want to recommend you guys get a Ramadan planner, whether it's a digital one or a journal or like a checklist, to-do type list, this situation, just get one. It helps so much just in terms of planning everything, tracking your progress. It's like a second brain, and when you're deprived of food and water two-thirds of the day, having one just makes everything so much simpler and easier to reach your goals. Yes, this is a shameless plug. We are currently selling Ramadan planners. One is a Notion template you can get on an iPad or a computer or iPhone, and the other one is a digital version, so it's more like a journal that you can download to your GoodNotes on your iPad or whatever app that it is that you use. I spent a lot of time into making these so that they're functional and you guys get a product that truly does help you get that productive spiritual Ramadan that we all want. And if you guys want, you guys can get it from journeytojannah.com. I have the link in the description and it's in my Instagram bio if you want to check it out. I've also made a few free products or resources that you guys can download and just use. Inshallah, all of that will help out. So on to goal prepping. Most of us tend to approach our goals by asking something along the lines of, what do I want to accomplish? And there's nothing wrong with that. But what I want you to also think about is about your niyyah, your intentions. So what are your intentions for this Ramadan? The first hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari talks about how the reward of the deeds that you do depends upon your intentions. And I think that tying this into our goals is such an important thing. So ask yourself, what are my intentions for this Ramadan? What do I want to get out of this Ramadan? Do I want to build a stronger relationship with the Quran? Do I want to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I want to start wearing hijab? What are my intentions? Put yourself in the situation where it's the last day of Ramadan. Tomorrow is Eid and you're looking back on this month. What do you want to have done? What do you want to be able to say, yes, I did that? And once you have them, write them down. And make sure that these are achievable. Don't have it be something really unrealistic. You know yourself, you know your strengths and your weaknesses, you know what you're capable of. So make them things that you know you can achieve. Obviously, it's something that's going to take hard work and discipline to achieve your goals, but don't make it so hard that you're stretching yourself too thin. One thing I want y'all to keep in mind is this viewpoint that I'm going to offer of Ramadan in terms of what we take out of it after it ends. Because right after Ramadan ends, it gets harder to keep what we gained during Ramadan, whether that be my level of iman, my habits that I started to implement, whatever it is, a lot of it sort of kind of slows down or stops. And I feel like I wasted my whole Ramadan. I feel like I could have done a lot better because I'm going back to what I was, how I acted prior to it. Like, I found myself asking if I'm unable to keep all of this going for the rest of this year, then what's the point? And this is a feeling that I know most of you guys can resonate with. I watched this lecture today by Yasir Qadi, and he explained this perfectly. Basically, he said that, yes, you're not going to go through the year after Ramadan and keep every single thing that you implemented during Ramadan, but the point is that you keep some of these habits, even if that is just one. The point is that you go out of Ramadan better than how you went into it. Imagine you're on some stairs, right? And there are 10 steps. You start this Ramadan at the bottom step. You're on zero right now. And then you go through Ramadan, you're doing really good. Let's say you're on the fifth step. But after Ramadan, things happen and you go back and you're on the second step now. Now, we may look at this as a bad thing, but flip the script. Look, you're going to be entering the next Ramadan at a higher place than you entered this one. And imagine this goes on for the next decade. You are going to slowly go higher and higher. You're going to make it to the top step. Yes, it's a slow process, but staying on this and being consistent is what matters. Now, obviously, this is a process that is going to be with us for the rest of our lives, not just for a decade. But the point I want to make here is that you can't reach the highest version of yourself in a day or even a month and maintain that for the rest of your life. That's not realistic. And you can make this the Ramadan you start to change your life, but it's not something that's going to last just one month. This is a process that you and I are going to go through again for the rest of our lives. You're going to have times where you literally don't feel like yourself or you don't want to do anything, and other times you're going to be on the grind. You're doing everything you want and need to do, but the point is that you're making progress. That's what this is about. And I really do hope you guys keep this viewpoint of Ramadan summer, because it's not only changed how I view doing good deeds outside of Ramadan, it's also helped me see the broader implications of it. Like before, I would say, oh yes, it happens once a year, we try our best to follow Allah and be on the deen during it. But now when I look at it, I see it as a part of a much larger process. And this process, this journey, it's lifelong. Now, using this perspective, I want you to envision yourself next Ramadan. What are you bringing into next Ramadan that you gained from this one? Really think about it. And when you have that thing or multiple things, whatever it is, write it down. Those should be a part of your goals. One goal that I feel like each and every single one of us should have during Ramadan is gaining taqwa. And I say this because the purpose of Ramadan, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, is attaining taqwa. It's to become God conscious. And as such, it's a goal that every single one of us should have. No matter whatever else we have on our list of goals, gaining taqwa should be at the center of it. Allah should be at the center of every single thing that we do. And especially during Ramadan, this becomes so much more important. And one way to do this is through your intentions. And I feel like this is one goal that all of us, another goal that all of us should have, to rethink our intentions before we do anything. So before you pray, ask yourself, why am I praying? What is my intention for praying? And it's like, it's such an important thing, because you can turn a good deed into a bad one just by having a bad intention for it. So for example, you go to the masjid for tarawih and you're praying, but your intention isn't to pray for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's to impress people around you so that they can say, hey, look, she's so religious, she's praying like all 20 rakat or whatever, like to show off. That turns that good deed into a bad one. I can give so many other examples, but you guys get the gist of it. It's so important to have a good intentions for every single thing that it is that you do. So make sure that the goals that you make, the intentions behind them are pure and they're for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is an amazing time to choose to change your habits and to make good habits, to leave behind bad ones, and to just, you know, overall become a different person. You can use this month to change your life. Think about the woman that you are right now and think about the woman that you want to become. How does she dress? How does she talk? What are her habits? Those are things that you should be thinking while you're making your goals, because when we make goals, a lot of the time they tend to be very vague. They tend to be very loose in, you know, the interpretation. We should be making them as specific as possible. And this can go from specific actions to specific habits, because I don't think a lot of people understand that when we're talking about becoming a better version of you, you're talking about changing your habits. Because what makes you the person you are is the habits that you have. If you have a lot of bad habits, habits that are unproductive and lazy, you are going to be an unproductive and lazy person. So in order to change that, you need to build habits that are productive and you will become a productive person. So essentially, when you want to make your goals, you want to make them specific habits, specific actions that you can implement into your life, because that is what is actually going to implement change into your life. Now, we're going on to the second portion of this episode, which will cover a few lists that I think we should all make in order to help us. And these lists, instead of being, again, very vague with them, try to make them very specific, put specific numbers to them if you can, put specific actions to them. The first list is a to not do list. Yes, this is exactly what it sounds like. It's a list of things that you're not going to do. We all have habits that we want to start, yes, but we often forget on the other side the habits that we want to stop, and it holds just as much of importance. One of the things that Ramadan is especially useful for is wiping away all of those sins that we've been committing. And these sins, essentially what they've become to us, are habits. It doesn't matter who you are, every single one of us has so many sins piled up, and we should be using this month to get rid of that pile instead of piling more on. And one of the ways we can do this is to stop these sins, these habits that we've built. We can't ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then continue to do it over and over. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and make it a goal to stop the sin that you've been committing. And this sin will be different for every single one of us. Maybe you have a habit of listening to music. Maybe you have a habit of swearing. Maybe you talk bad about others a lot. Whatever it is for you, write them down and work towards cutting them out. The second list is a gratitude list. This list is basically comprised of things in your life that you want to be grateful for. And doing this takes mindfulness. It's so easy to look at what you don't have in your life right now and look at everything at a loss. But one thing Ramadan does is change that perspective. It really helps you feel gratitude for the things that we tend to overlook the rest of the year. One of the main things being having access to food, reflecting on everything that you have in your life and consciously thinking about how having them is such a positive thing is a really big way to get closer to Allah. He has put so much abundance into your life, and we should be acknowledging that, and practicing gratitude is the best way to do that. And I mean this in the way of not only just like acknowledging them in your head, but also when you're making dua, verbalize it to Allah. Say, Ya Allah, thank you for my family. Thank you for allowing me to be in this very lucky position that I'm in. It also helps you enhance the relationships you have with other people in your life, whether that's friends or family, both of which are things I think we should really focus on throughout Ramadan. Focus on cultivating your relationships with your parents. Focus on being grateful for all the things that they've done. So write down the things and the people in your life that you want to be more mindful about and be grateful about. The third list, and this sort of kind of goes along with the last one, is a thank you list. And it's going to consist of names and people that you want to thank. Again, we tend to overlook so much in our life, and one of the big things is the people who are there for us. And it's important to acknowledge that and to thank them and let them know, like, hey, you're important to me, and I see everything that you do for me, and I genuinely appreciate it so much. The fourth list is a forgiveness list. Here, you're going to write down a list of names, and you're going to split it into two separate columns. One column is going to have people that you want to forgive, and the second list or column is going to have people that you need to ask forgiveness from. Forgiveness is something that is really emphasized throughout Ramadan. It's the month of mercy. Allah's mercy and forgiveness is at its highest. And not only are we encouraged to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, but we should also extend that to people in our life. In an authentic hadith, Abdullah ibn Amr reported that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The merciful will be shown mercy by the most merciful. Be merciful to those on earth, but the one in the heavens will have mercy upon you." None of us can say that we've never hurt anyone. None of us can say that we're always in the right. There's always someone out there that you need to apologize to or reconcile with. So use this month as an opportunity to do that, to acknowledge your flaws and to do the right thing. And it's not only good in an Islamic sense, but also in a personal growth sense. It allows for you to create a more positive internal space for yourself and it allows you to grow, since acknowledging your wrongs is a very big part of that. Yes, it can be daunting. Yes, it will hurt your ego, but that's a part of the journey, and it'll help you in making a better you. That is all I have for today's episode of the Ramadan Prep series. I hope it helped in making your goals, or at least starting to make them. And I hope you do make at least one of the lists that I've recommended to make. And inshallah, I'll see you in my next episode. With that, assalamu alaikum.